Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masech B'sukkah Dav Gimel Min Aleph. I first want to say one shtickle b'negei Hilni Amalka b'negei the Abiyudas Rai from Hilni Amalka, which the sukkah was more than 20 amis. We spoke about the din chinuch by the aim. One other nekuda. The Ridvar writes here, Mehosha Minon, the Kodin Shemechanchen Eisu B'mitzvah Z'yishlasis B'herkshe Gomu K'gadol. That when you mechanech a cotton with mitzvahs, he has to do with the same heksher as a gadol. Because Rabbi Yehuda wrote a raya from the sukkah of Hilni Amalka, and the shaila was that since one of her sons, she had seven sons, at least one of them was a cotton shein tzarech l'imai, so there is a chi of sukkah mitam chenuch. And the mela, the sukkah had to be kosher, and if it was more than 20 amis, that's a raya that more than 20 amis is kosher. And he says, Mikra Molik, Siv Chanechel Narop, Darkan is Marich. And he writes at the end, Vitzrachti Licht of Zel, Fishi Isi Chachomim Tayim Vize. So the Ritva says, he said, that when you do Chinuch, it has to be in a thing which is Kasha, Hechshir, Gomer, Kagadol. And he brings, Isi Chachomim Tayim Vize. Sounds like there's a Machloikus Yishainim. The Chachomim is Tamar Yishainim. Now the emphasis you find, a Machloikus Tak, a Machloikus Apaiskim, in Simon Tafreshin and Chesiv Vav. With there, we're going on the case where the Gemara says you can't be makne yidal minim to the katan before you mekayim the mitzvahs luv, because he won't be able to makne back to you. So there, the shaila was, do you have to makne altogether? Could the katan be yitza the chiyav of dal and minim even if you're not makne tim? So kama paiskim there say that he can't. The Magen Avraham, the Prima Gondim, El Yerambam, and the Chaya Adam, they all say you can't be, you cannot have a cut and make a bracha on a lulav which you're not maknitim, because that's not chinuch, it's possible. So that sounds like the Ritva, that chinuch has to be on something which is kasher. But the big deyesha and the big yosef, they are paskas that you could be mekayim with a shawl, and they bring rice from yishenim. The ravon, which is brought in the Mordechai, and here in Sukkah, Eistavshin and Tess, and also brought in the Arzeruah, that he has a case where he says that the medaktikim would just leave the luv and esrog around on the table, and the katan will pick it up and make a bracha. They wouldn't give it to the katan. And that way, there's no problem that maybe they're being makna the luv to the katan, they're not giving it to the katan b'chalal. So the chayre, it's mashma, and this is what the big Yeshiva Kesef say, that how could you call them medaktikim if not mekayim the mitzvah schinach? Why says you can mekayim the mitzvah schinach even if it's shol? So the shayretzian then, the Sharet Zion there says that the Pshat is, they hold that Chinuch is only on the Etzim Mitzvah, not on the Proteha Mitzvah. The Igris Meisha talks about it, in Yerodei Chelakam, Simon Reishchav Dalin, and he discusses, what's Pshat in the Mitzvah's Chinuch? Where he said, he's like a Shaila. Does Chinuch mean that the Kadon has to do the Mitzvah like a Gadol, like the Ritva's Mashma? Well, Chinuch just means you have to get the Kadon used to doing the Mitzvah. And Afkimina, even if it's possible, but he's getting the same Chinuch, he's getting the same Regulus in doing the Mitzvah. Is it taka chiv on the etzem mitzvah? So then, whatever it is, whatever the lach is saw, it's all going to go around in the mitzvah chinuch. Well, no, the chiv is to be mechanech. I can mechanech with the pasul one also. So the Ritva sounds like he holds like the Magen Avraham and Eli Rambam and the Chaya Adam that you needed to be kosher, and he brings Rishenim. He calls them tayim, but he says the chachamim that. That doesn't need it to be, right? But he brings a clear eye from this Gemara that a sukkah that's yaisim michaf amma is a problem with chinuch also. A very stark eye from that Gemara. So I got it was clearing because the Mishnah Berurah brings us all down in Simon Tafresh Nun Ches Sivav. But early in Simon Tafresh Nun Vav, the Bialacha writes like this, Upashit, the Tsarev Shidal Minim Shem Kamei Begadol. It says that a father has him mechanech his child in Lulav. He says, it's posh that they have to be kosher kamei begadol. L'chayr tzapela, what does he mean? He himself brings down to Saman later, machlekes habayskim, if shol is good. Unless you say that shol, the pshat is not nikur in the mitzvah b'chlal. You can't tell the difference between if it's shol or it's not shol. You can't tell the difference if the father was makna or not. The kadon can't see such a thing. So memela, that's not a ksar in a chinuch b'chlal. That's only in shayla. Maybe the mitzvah has to be kitzirasa with all the pratim monat. But if you're going to have a lulav or an esrog, which is taka, pasul, psula, guf, so maybe that's b'chlal not a chinuch. Because you have to mechanach him to try to get a a lulav esrig, that's taka kasher. If there's going to be a chazazis on the esrig, or a nikdem reishay on the lulav, so that's a chsar and a chinuch. By shol, the pshat is, good, if he was a gadol, avadi, he would be kainit. Avadi, he would be maknitim. There, he can't tell the difference, so male zov chsar and a chinuch. But if he could see the difference, maybe that's a chsar and a chinuch l'kuli alma. So, he wouldn't be kasher from Agamara, if it's more than 20 amas. So maybe also the Ritvo wouldn't be right to either side of either. If it's a psul in the etzim zach, a psul that's nikkur, it's more than 20 amis, that's a chsar and chinuch. Now sheik and shol maybe is different. Now, the Gemara discusses how could it be a shayla by only a malka if it was a large sukkah, does that stim with the man yom, and it says by a sukkah gedela, by a sukkah more than dalad al damel, there's no machlekes, and the Gemara says that she had a kitainius. She had a small room, and the question was, were the children sitting with her, and then you could bring a raya from her sukkah? Well, no, were the children in the bigger sukkah, so you can't bring a raya from her, she's an isha, and the children were in the bigger sukkah, and male the bigger sukkah, l'kulei al miskasha. That's what the Gemara says, l'maskana. So Rashi is bothered, how would that fit with the man, the yom, that says, mafzekes reish yiruv v'shulchanai, how are you going to fit in seven children into a sukkah that's mafzekes reish yiruv v'shulchanai, it's only zayin tfachim? How could you get seven children into seven tefachim? He says, Enechinami. The Gemara doesn't have a teretz. The teretz is for Rav Huna. For Rabbi Rav Huna, anyway, we said that he's the loy kaman. So Taisus writes like this. He says, Mashadacha bekundris Rav Huna berava, that what's the raya? What's impossible for seven children to sit in seven tefachim? He says, Lav perchi. And the nusach we have in Taisus is, the Dilma Aruchatuva, maybe it was very long, it just wasn't seven tefachim wide. So male, the children were sitting in the length. It was less than seven tefachim wide, but it was very long. So male, have is that type of ketanis. So male, that would work. That's the nusach that we have in our taisis. So the Bach in Siman Tafresh Lamadal brings a raya from this. There's a shaila in the paiskin. This din that you need zayin tefachim or zayin tefachim, that's a din the maskana. Do you need seven tefachim in each direction, or do you need altogether 49 square tefachim? The Bach says, I think all you need is 49 square tefachim altogether. And his raya is, you see, Taisa says, Clark, you have this kitainis, you have this small room in the sukkah, which wasn't seven tefachim on one side, and was arucha tuva on the other side, and you see, it's kosher. Nice, that you can have, as long as you have, in the totality, 49 square tefachim, even though one side is not seven tefachim, you have a rectangle. Let's say you'd have 5 tefachim by 10 tefachim, right? So altogether, 10 times 5 is 50 square tefachim. It's more than 7 by 7. But one side is not 7 tefachim. Well, you have a circle which you can't fit into the circle, a square of 7 by 7 tefachim. The Bach says it's kasher. And he brings a raya from Taisus. Taisus Mefurish, he says, it's arucha tuva, and one side is not 7 tefachim. Mefurish said it's kasher. But all the achrenim argue on him. The Ali Rabba, the Maimon Mordechai, Taz, the Magen Avram, the Rabba, Maimon Mordechai, and Chacham Tzvi, they all know, and it's possible. You need 7 by 7 square, you need a full square 7 by 7 that's inside. It's not good enough to have that area. I have a similar shayla by mezuzah, you have a shayla by other things, but that's what they say. By sukkah and zuchah, you need 7 by 7. So what do you do with taisis? So the taisis, anyway, you're learning a shver of shan and taisis, because you're man of shach. What does taisis mean that one side is not 7 tefachim, the other side is much longer? If in totality, it ends up to be 49 square tefachim exactly. So what's the teretz? It still won't fit 7 children. It can't fit 7 children into 49 square tefachim exactly. Elamai means it's more than 49 square tefachim. So why did he have to say that one side is less than 7 tefachim? Why did he have to bother saying that? So that's why the magia in the taisis, that einei rak zayin. Not einei zayin, but einei rak zayin. Av lo yisir uchav zayin tefachim, lo yisir rak zayin tefachim. That it's only 7 tefachim. So Pshat and Taisus is that the man the Yomba that holds that the Machlekes is by a sukkah, which is exactly Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai, even if one of the sides is exact and the other side is bigger, it's also called exactly Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai. As long as you don't have bigger on both sides, that's also called. In other words, the Machlekes is in the case where each side is Zayin Tvachim exactly. If one of the sides is bigger, that's also has the same din as Zayin Tvachim exactly. So Meili says, if you have Zayin Tefachim on one side, and the other side is Arucha Tuva, Meila, that would be the same Machlekes, so that would be the Pshat in the Braisa. But you wouldn't have a Raya to the Bach, because since Lamaisa, the side is exactly 7, So that you do have 7 by 7. It's not just the area, you do have 7 tfachim on each side. That's the Tazis Pshat and Tesis. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah says in the Siman Tav Resh Lamedal Sifkan Aleph that you need 7 tfachim on each side. It's not good enough to have a square area of 49 tfachim. But the Pnei Yeshua here says he wouldn't want to learn Tesis like the Bach. Because he would neman that if it says the Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda Rabban is exactly Machzekis Resh Mishachana, Zayin by Zayin tfachim, if one side is Zayin tfachim and one side is more, so that's already more than Zayin or Zayin tfachim. Mecha tastes that both sides have to be more than Zayin. If one side is more, it's also more than Zayin or Zayin. So if one side is more, also the Kuli Alma, the Sukkah would be Kasher more than 20 Amos. So Taisa's Teretz would be a Teretz. But Taisa holds like this, that if one side is less than Zayin Tvachim, so B'negei the Shir Hechsher Sukkah, there it's Mitztarif, the total area, and you have a Shir Hechsher Sukkah. But B'negei this Din, that the Machlagis is exactly by Zayin or Zayin, since one of the sides is less than Zayin, you can't call it more than Zayin. Zayin is a mazba. So, that's how it's pshat in the Bach. Obviously, either way, it's a little bit shver, because why shouldn't even that case be considered more than Zayin al Zayin? But I'll go upon him. These are the two gersayas and tesis. The Bach has the gersa that we have, that one side is less than Zayin and one side is more, and the Pnei Yeshua is mazba, because if one side was Zayin and one side is more, that's called more than Zayin al Zayin. And the mail it's a riot to the aside that for the Heksha Sukkah you don't need both sides to have Zayin. The 49 square tfachim is good enough. Mashayin came the other achrayin in the Tazim Agnevram and Magia to the Tesis of Lais Rechava Rak Shiva. And Mela, if one side was less than Zayin, Stam will be possible. It wouldn't be considered having the Shia Sukkah. But if one side Zayin exactly and the other side is more, that's not called more than Zayin to be matter more than 20 according to the man the other. Tazim Rosh has the gears to tackle like the Magen Avraham and Taz. So that would be a shtickle raya to them. Taz Rosh has that gears that one side is more, is a ruchatuva, and the other side is rak zayin. It's only 7 tvachim. Now the Gemara has a whole discussion about what the Shia Heksha Sukkah is. Is it Reishu V'Shulchanai? Is it Beishamai Beisil? The Gemara comes out. The Mishnah says, Misha Reishu V'Shulchanai. Misha Reishu V'Sukkah V'Shulchanai B'Sei Chabayis B'Shamai Paisa B'Sol Makshirim is B'Tati Pligi. What Machlokes is, if you have Reishu V'Sukkah V'Shulchanai B'Sei Chabayis, is that a problem by Sukkah Gedolah? Do you say Shem Yimashakach V'Shulchanai? It's one Machlokes. And the other Machlokes is, if the whole Sukkah only fits Reishu Ruv V'Shulchanai, Reishu Ruv, but it doesn't fit Shulchanai, you have Machlokes, what's the Shia of the Sukkah? Reishu V'Shulchanai, L'maisa Rishayim say, there's a Gemara later, that Reishu Ruv V'Shulchanai means Zayin al Zayin, and Reishu Ruv is Vav al Vav. It's all Shmuz, why is it Zayin al Zayin? Why can't it be Vav al Zayin? We won't get into that now. I want to get into one Indian. Who do we Paschal like? The Gemara says, look, I'll be the Sukkah Katana. Then we have a Machlekes Beisham Beisilo. If it's Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai or Reish Yerubai, and the Gemara clearly Paschal like Beishamai, they need Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai. But what about for Sukkah Gedolah? Mishai Reish Yeruv V'Sukkah V'Shulchanai B'Sei Chabayis, that Beishamai says that you're not Yetzah, and Beisilo says that you're Yetzah. Do we Paschal like Beishamai, do we Paschal like Beisilo? The Rif and the Rambam passing like Beishamai in both cases. And the Rif says at the end, in Perek Sheni, the Rif says, Halacha Beishamai Tavayu, the Chatai Meninu. It's one Svarim. And the Rambam also paskins like Beishamai, regarding the din of Shami Yamashaka Shachani, is in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, that if the Shulchan's Besecha Bayis, you're not Yetzim, the Mitzvah Sukkah that way, because Shami Yamashaka Shachani. As I state in Rambam, but Taisus and other Rishayim hold that no, that the Gemara passes the Gabi Sukkah Ketana like Bishamai, so we pass like Bishamai. But the Gabi Sukkah Gedolah, we go back to the regular klal of Beisil, we pass like Beisil. So the Gabi Sukkah Gedolah would not go to Shemi Yamashakacha Shulchanai. Now Taisus pretty much says it clearly, but if you look in the Marashah, he learns it was only in the Havan, and when Taisus says a new pshat, he's Chayzer, and he doesn't necessarily hold that way. But Kam Rishayim say Mefurish the Rosh and the Ran at the end of Perek Sheni and the Balamar by the Gemara later in Dav Zayin, and they bring down from the Ritz Geis and the Bala Itter, and they all hold that Yinan Geizer Shemi Yamashin Chacher Shulchanai. And they ask a Kash on the Rif, they say it's not Chat Taima. The Bayis Sukkah Gedolah with the Shulchan Besecha Bayis is the Tam, Shemi Yamashin Shulchanai. But by a Sukkah Katana, it's a Din, it's a Shir. It's not to do with the Gzeira, it's a Shir, it's a Din Deraisa. It's not Chataima at all. Now the Ran says another interesting shtickle. The Ran says, even if you could tell me this Chataima, but why did I have two Machlokesin? Obviously, it's two different shaylas, right? If it was the same shayla, you wouldn't have two machlekes, and you wouldn't have pligi besukkah gadol or pligi besukkah ketana. So if by sukkah ketana, the reason why you pass in the shemi and mashach, you have to say that there's more of a gzeir of shemi and mashach by sukkah ketana and by sukkah gadol. Now what? That by sukkah ketana, since it's so gekvetched in the sukkah, it's much more shaykh to be a mashach. By sukkah gadol, you're sitting for rafkas, it's less of a shash of being a mashach. Okay. So even if it's chataimah, but you can't say it's exactly the same machlekes. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to argue by both. It will make one thing. Shem Yimashik, of course it applies to Sukkah Tana. Elamai, Sukkah Tana is more chomer. So good. So if I do we only pass like Vishame and Sukkah Tana doesn't say Sukkah Gedela, so I bezay mehechatesa. As I back the rat. But the ikakasha they ask is that the time of Sukkah Tana is not al Shem Yimashik. See, the Rush asks, the Shaila is what exactly is Pshat in the Rif? How are you going to learn the riff that the Pshat of Sukkah Ketan is Shem Yimashach? The Rosh is Mashma that we're talking about that the Sukkah is outside the Sukkah Ketana. If the Sukkah was inside the Sukkah Ketana, Seinech Nami will be Kasher, Lefi the riff. So he says that the Lashon, how do you see that in the Rosh? Because the Rosh has a Ha'ara on the riff that the Lashon Shrichesh et Heimach Zekes has to have a certain amount. Sounds like even if the table is in the Sukkah, it's still possible because it's not mazekes. And there, if the table's in the sukkah, there's no shemi yamashich. So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the Rosh holds that the riff only passes the sukkah ketana when the shulchan is outside. And this is asakasha. It doesn't say that. It says it has to have a certain shear. The Ramban clearly learns the riff that it's possible even if the shulchan is added, even if the shulchan's not out of the sukkah. And the Ramban, I think, means like this. Ramban al-Muhammad, he says that what are you going to do if you're going to have a sukkah which doesn't have room for a table? You're not going to be able to eat with the table because the table's not going to fit in the sukkah. And if you put the table out of the sukkah, you're going to have a problem with Shemi and Moshech. And once you have that problem, so it's possible even to sleep in the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah, to eat a sandwich that's in your hand, because once the sukkah is not really for all tashmishim, it's possible lagami. That's the Lashon and Ramban. And the Chayim means like this. It all starts from Shemi Yimashach. You have to be able to eat on the sukkah with your table. But the Pshat is, according to Beis Hillel, I could put the table out of the sukkah. So the sukkah is roi for all tashmishim. I can't fit in the table. Who needs a table in the sukkah? As long as I can fit in the sukkah, I can put the table out of the sukkah. But since according to Beis Shammah is a gzera of Shemi Yimashach Hacha Shulchanai, so that applies to a sukkah gedala, but a sukkah gedala will be possible in all cases. Why? Because hayyos, once you hint that you have the gzeiv shem yimashach hacha shulchanai, so now you can't eat with the table. Elamai, I'll use the sukkah for when I don't need a table, but once it's not roi for eating with the table, it's not roi l'chol teshmishim, it's not a sukkah b'chlal. Now, besides for the obvious nafkamina, whether there is a iser to eat with the Shulchan of Besech HaBayis, which according to the Rambam, if there is an Isser, Yinai Yetzir Sukkah, and according to Taisus and the Rosh and the Ritzgeis and the Mala Itter, there's no, we pass like Besil, there's no such Isser. But L'chayr, there's another Nafkamina, that according to the Rishaynim, the Psul of Sukkah Ketan is a Psul Deraisa, Bashtas. It's a Shir in the Sukkah, Shir in the Sukkah, Pash is a Shir Deraisa. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, since they say it's Chat Tama with Sukkah Gedela, and Sukkah Gedela we know is a Din D'Rabbanan, it's a Gzeira, so who in the Sukkah Ketan is a Din D'Rabbanan? Now I saw in the Aruch Haneh, he was trying to say that even Sukkah Gedela is derais according to Rif and the Rambam. I don't understand what he means. But the Bi'alacha wants to say like this. The Bi'alacha wants to say that according to the Rosh Einachinami, because the Rosh says it's only possible when Yeshua has added a Sukkah, it's like Al-Karchach is the Psul D'Rabbanan. But according to the Ramban that says it's a sukkah, it's not royal teshmishin, it's pasul gamri, he means a psul deraisa. But lulei dvarav, I would learn that lemaisa it's only not royal teshmishin midarabanan. A sukkah that's not royal lechol teshmishin is taka pasul midaraisa, fine. But this is royal teshmishin midaraisa, because midaraisa I could put the shulchan at a table and eat. Why can't I do it midarabanan? So midarabanan is not royal lechol teshmishin. I would think that would be called the Psul Darabanan. That's what I think Pshat in the Ramban is. When Maisa is Ma'ir, the Rambam brings the din of Sukkah Ketana in Perek Dal Alach Aleph, together with the din of Lamala Mechaf and Pchusim Yud, and he says all these things are the minimum shirim of a sukkah, or the maximum and without it it's pasul. Sounds like it's psul nereisa. And then in Perek Vav Alacha Ches, he brings the din of Sukkah Gedel, and he says, Gzeru Shem Yimashach HaSukkasei. So it sounds like that's the Rabbanan. So how do you learn the Chataima, though? Unless you say in the Rambam, the Rif is the one that said Chataima. The Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam just paskin like Bishami in both. The Ran is decided at the end, that even if it's not Chataima, but since the Tumah Chalekesim was said together, the Mishnah said it in one shot, Mishah Yireishu B'Sukkah Mishchanu B'Sech HaBayis Bishami Paisim B'Sol Makshirim. And the Gemara says, Suri Maksav Achigatani, that there's one machlekes about Mishai by Sukkah Gedela, Mishai Reshu Sukkah Mishkan Mesech Abayis, and another machlekes by Machzekes, Reshu Rubai Velay Shulchanai, but it's brought down in one shot, so maybe just like we pass it by Shammah by one, but maybe we pass them like the other, even if they're not Chataima. Al Kaponim, there's an Ara. The Ramam is Mashmis Deraisa. Now there's another Ara also, Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says, I'll tell you another case where the Rif and the Rambam come out Lekula and Taisus come out Lechumra. Let's say a person is sitting in a Sukkah Katana that's only a Masnekes Reshiv Rubai and it's adjacent to a Sukkah Gedela and the Shulchan's in a Sukkah Gedela. So according to Taisus, it's possible. Because you're sitting in a Sukkah Katana, like we're saying, like the Katanias case, even if you're adjacent to a big Sukkah, but it's not mitzvah of the two, because you have walls in between, and you're sitting in a sukkah which doesn't have zayin al zayin, and mamela it's pasul. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's kosher, because there is no shemi yamashach achash shulchanei, because the shulchan's in a sukkah ksheira. The Beis Halevi also says this, in Chela Gimel, Simon and Gimel, that that will come out according to the Rif, it's kosher. Come out a kula according to the Rif. The Rif says that the psul of sukkah ktan is shemi yamashach, so we don't have shemi yamashach, lamashal, your table is next to the Sukkah Katana in the Sukkah Gedela, you wouldn't have a psul. See, in the Beis Halevi, he says like this. He says, the Rosh says that according to the Rif, it's going to be kosher, even if your table's in the Sukkah. And the Gemara's mashma, it's not kosher, because the Gemara says, if it doesn't fit, it's parcel. Sounds like even if your table's in the Sukkah. So, fake the Beis Halevi, what does it mean? If it doesn't fit a Shulchan, has your table in the Sukkah? The Rosh says, Avirayi Kenegah the Rif. It's going to, if it should come out, it's only Al Shemi Yamashuk, so if your table's in the Sukkah, it should come out that it's Kasher. And the Gemara is Mavur, Machzekis, the Lashon is if it fits. If it doesn't fit, it's Pasul. So Shalsach the Kasha, if it doesn't fit, how'd your table get into the Sukkah? So the Karban Asanel says, then he means you stuffed it in. Yeah, it doesn't really fit the table comfortably. It's not 7x7, it's hard to get the table in, but you stuffed it in. He says that the Beis Halevi is a daichik. And he says, this is what the Rosh means. The Rosh means that kumtais if your table's in a sukkah gedola next to the sukkah ktana. So there is no shemi and mashach, it's going to be kasher. But the Gemara says machzekis, it's mashma, if it doesn't fit, it's a psul, even if there's no shemi and mashach. The Fina Beis Halevi, he reads this ice, he says there's no machlekis Rosh in the Ramban. It's not that the Rosh is makel by a sukkah ktana when your table's not out of the sukkah. He doesn't mean that. He means when your table's in another sukkah. But if you don't have another sukkah next door, the Rosh is also masking the Ramban that it's possible. That's what the Beis Halevi wants to tighten. Bakabon and both the Beis Halevi and Mikveg and Emon, that according to the Rif, if you're in a sukkah katana and your table's in Gedel, you don't have Shem Yimashach, will be kosher. But the Aruch Leir and the Svasem is all not that way. They hold the coin to if the Maisach has all made a shear, of Reshu v'Shulchani, they made two dinim, they made a din that the Shulchan can't be in the Bais, and they also said that any Sukkah Ketana which doesn't have Reshu v'Shulchani is possible, because of Shemi Yamashach, even if in this particular case you don't have a Shemi Yamashach. Now one more Arab on the Inyan, that Taisus, the Maskal Amalach, brings this Halacha, he brings the Gemara that says, the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Yin Aleph, that Isaac Ibib Hashem Eliyasuk Klum, it brings from the Mishnah here that with Rabbi Yechonon Charani that was sitting and they told him that if you did this that you had Yishochem Derech Habayis Shaliyatzah Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. So Taisus says what they mean is even with the Raisi in Ayetze, even though it's Xerid the Rabbanan, but the Yisayit is with the Raisi in Ayetze, even with the Raisi in Atmakayim. Now the Ran in the Mishnah there says it means you're not Yetzah in the Mitzvah Keroi Ketikin Racham Avadni Mekayim with the Raisa. It's also the Ran on the Mishnah of Kol Shalom Rishayish Yitvam Elu Pesel Ketzei Chavasis. The Ran says, Avad the Yetzir Achiv, which is not Yetzir Karoi. But Taisus is Mavur, no, you're not even Yetzir Midaraisa. So according to Taisus, it's really not so negay. Even according to the Rif, there would be a Psul Deraisa Lamaisa. See, the Kaivit Sa'aris, Rabbi Chanan, and Simon Samach Tes Ay Zayin, he brings the Machlaikas Yishayinim in that. That could Chazal go and be Eiker a Mitzvah? Could they be Eiker a Mitzvah? Or they could just tell you not to do the Mitzvah, but they can't be Eiker a Mitzvah. He brings some our Taisus that you see there could be Eiker a Mitzvah Sukkah from someone that puts the Shulchan in B'tei Chavayis. He also brings to Rabbeinu Yain in the beginning of Brachas. Rabbeinu Yain says that someone who says Krishma after Chatzais, according to the Chachamim, they only have to Chatzais, is not Yetzir the Mitzvah Krishma. Why? Because they were Eiker the Mitzvah. They could be Eiker Daven and Tayyib Hashem Al Tasa. So you see such a Yisayin, it's Machlaik Yishayin, the man in the Dvah hold no, it doesn't mean that they Eiker in the Gantz and the Vandi, I Yetzir the Mitzvah, it just means Mirabani Yetzir, not Yetzir Kitikunai. But Tayyib holds, you're not Yetzir the Gamri, they can be Eiker in Mitzvah the Raisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.